Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And I'm telling them stories of my adventures as I go traveling from one group of children to another, to one individual to another, and telling the stories of the experiences that I've heard about. Well, I was with Frank and Paul and George and Arlene, and they were home alone. They had to be home alone because their parents were away. And they didn't know where their parents were because their parents just were away. And so Frank and Paul and George and Arlene were sitting around thinking to themselves, well, it's supper time. What are we going to do? And so Arlene said, well, I will make something. Frank and Paul and George says, no, no, Arlene, you are just 8 years old. I don't want you to make something. Let Paul make it. Paul is 10. And Paul says, no, George, you're 9. You can make it. And Paul says, and George says, Frank, and you're 12. You can make it. And so it ended up that they all joined together to make the meal. Now, they had seen their mother and father preparing the meals often, primarily their mom. And their mom first would set the table. So Arlene says, I'll set the table. And they all agreed that was a good thing for her to do. So Arlene remembered how the table was set when she sat at her place. And so she went around the table and set plates for each of them, all four of them, Frank and Paul and George and herself. And she put the plate nicely on the table in the center of each of their chairs. And then she took the napkin roll, and it had its holder, and she saw a little ribbon on it, and she says, who is blue? Who is red? Who is orange? Who is brown? Who is white? Who is pink? And George says, well, I'm brown. And Paul says, I'm red. George says, I'm pink. And Arlene says, well, I'm white. So she knew exactly where to put the napkin holders. And she put them to the left of the place. And then she put the knives and forks down very nicely. And she put the spoon up across the top of the plate, with the point of the spoon to the left. And as she did all these things, she was saying, my, what a wonderful person I am. How wonderful, how wonderful. And she looked at her achievement, and she thought, that's a beautifully set table. And then something struck her. She says, there's something missing. I don't know what it is, but there's something missing. And so she said, George, what's missing from the table? George says, well, you silly goose, there are no glasses on the table. How can we drink anything? Oh, yes, of course, Arlene said. Thank you, George. And George says, oh, you silly girl. And so she put glasses to the right of each plate on the table for each of the four of them. And pretty soon she went to the kitchen. She thought, what's taking them so long? And as she went in the kitchen, she was watching. And the boys were trying to decide what to make for dinner. And they went in the refrigerator and they saw potatoes. They saw carrots. They saw onions, and they saw all sorts of vegetables. And then they looked around, and they saw all sorts of half-finished meals, leftover dishes, not enough for anybody. And then, finally, Frank says, I tell you what, there's a big can of baked beans in the cupboard. Let's open that and warm that up, and that'll be our supper. And they all agreed, that's a good idea, baked beans for supper. So they took the can out and took the cover off and put it in a pan and put it on the stove, and they warmed it on medium heat and kept stirring it until it was nice and warm. And they put milk in the glasses, and then Paul said, all right, now, I'm going to put one kind of bread on the table. What kind do you want? Rye? Wheat? You want white? You want nut bread? What kind do you want? Now, whatever kind we all want, that's the kind we'll get. And Arlene says, well, you choose. And George says, you choose. And Frank says, okay. So, he chose it. And he put some beautiful nut bread on the table. And everybody was given a piece of nut bread on a special plate, a little saucer right in front of their bowl, and on the edge of it was the butter that was on the Lazy Susan that turned around so that everyone could reach it. And it was just wonderful. Well, it wasn't any time at all, and dinner was ready. And so Paul took out the baked beans, which were nice and cooked, and he took everybody's bowl and put it on the counter. And then he measured out the baked beans so everybody had the same amount of baked beans. And Arlene says, I don't want too much now. I just like maybe 3/4 bowl. I don't want the full bowl. And Frank says, that's okay. And so Paul served it out. And everybody had an equal portion, including Arlene's chosen portion. And Paul stopped serving for a moment to go and answer the telephone. And it was Mom and Dad. And they were saying, well, you guys, how you doing? And they said, fine, fine, Mom, fine, Dad. And Paul says, where are you? And they said, well, we got delayed, and we'll be a little longer than we planned. How are you taking care of everything okay? Oh, yes, everything's just fine. I just made supper. I made baked beans for supper. You did? Well, how wonderful, Paul. Who set the table? Arlene set the table. And who helped you, Paul? Well, Frank and George, they each helped me with whatever I was working on, and we'd make a good team. Well, boys, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you that you are doing all the things that are wonderful and beautiful and good for you. You're great. That's the way to be. Okay, Mom, when are you going to be home? Well, we'll be home as soon as we can, and we'll tell you all about why we were delayed. But for now, you guys just have your supper and take care of the dishes, wash everything, or leave it. I'll take care of it when I get home. And then you can watch television for 1 hour, and you can watch the comedy show. And when that's over, then it's bedtime, and get ready for Mr. Candle. He'll be there to visit you. Oh, yes, Mom, I know. And so, we'll see you a little later, okay? Okay, Mom, okay, Dad, have fun. And Paul hung up, and his mother and father were doing whatever they were doing. And the boys sat at the table with Arlene, and they're about ready to dig in. And Arlene said, hey, haven't we forgot something? Paul said, oh, yes, we could have some jelly on the table, too, to go along with our bread. No, we forgot to say grace. Oh, yeah. So, together, they said, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Hey. And Arlene says, yeah, I like that. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And it sure is. I love baked beans. And so, they all dug into their baked beans. And then Frank says, just a minute. And he got up, went to the refrigerator, and got out the ketchup. And he got out the relish. And he put that on the table. He said, wouldn't it be nice to have some ketchup on this, sir? A little relish? And some agreed and some didn't. It's all a matter of taste. They ate their supper, and they talked with each other, sharing what wonderful things they did that day, telling each other how proud they were of each other and how proud they were of their family and what a wonderful place they live. And after their dinner was over, with happy hearts, they cleared the table, washed the dishes, put them all away, cleaned up the table, cleaned up everything so it was spick and span, so when Mommy and Daddy came home, everything would be in order. Anyway, a little while then they went to watch their comedy show. And after the comedy show, they crawled into bed, and they said, good night, good night. And so Arlene says, Paul, pretend that you're daddy. Come and give me a hug. Ah, come on, Paul. So Paul went around and gave Arlene a hug and George a hug and Frank a hug. He said, who's going to give me a hug? And Arlene says, give yourself a hug, Paul. You're a good hugger. Oh, Arlene, you silly girl. And then I had to tell him, hey, boys and girls, look, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right through the door. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, all that happy dream dust. It makes you have wonderful dreams and wonderful thoughts. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're so rested and so happy and so peaceful, and everything is so good. So now, huggle your teddy bears and huggle yourselves and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I am Mr. Candle, and I'll be back another night because I love you. I love you. I love you.